Chapter 12.
Well, it's not Morgan, but it will do, Brenwar said.
With a small torch he carried in his hand, he lit a lantern hanging from a wooden support post, eyeing the surrounding structure's craftsmanship.
Certainly not Dwarfen.
He, Ben Bezog, and the roaming rangers had traveled without stopping for 2 days now, south of the floating city. The roaming rangers had led the way to an ancient and long-forgotten location, a small fortress carved in the mountains. They all agreed it was the safest place to keep Nath Dragon while they waited for him to shrink from his enormous form. The elven steeds had towed him here, deep into the fortress.
He'll be safe here with us,
Shum said, tilting up a chair that lay on the chamber floor.
You are all welcome to stay as long as you like.
Stay as long as we like, huh?
Brenwar said.
He's not staying here for long. If anything, he's going to Morgden.
But we agreed,
Shum started, setting his swords on the dust-ridden table,
that he would stay with us.
For a spell,
Bezog said, moving between the two.
Not for an unknown duration.
We have our charge,
Shum said, touching his fingertip to a candle sitting on the table. He muttered, and the wick lit up. He nodded to Hoven, who took the flaming candle and worked his way around the chamber, lighting the lanterns. The light alleviated the dimness, but the mood did not lighten.
I have a charge as well,
Brenwar said.
And I won't be going anywhere without Nath. Not now. Not ever.
I said you could stay,
Shum said.
As long as you like. But he stays with us.
Brenwar bristled, his fists bunched up at his sides.
We'll see about that.
Hold on,
Bezog said.
Who gave you this charge, Shum? You never told us that.
Shum dragged a couple of wooden chairs their way, took a seat, and said,
Please sit. I have a feeling we'll be here a while.
That's when Ben entered the chamber, dragging the now shrunken Nath on a stretcher behind him. He lowered the braces of the stretcher to the ground, mopped the sweat from his brow, and started rubbing his shoulders.
Phew! Even normal size, he weighs thrice as much as he looks.
Ben shook his head and a sad look crossed his face.
I don't like this, Bezog. It was 25 years the last time. I'll be ancient if I live another 25 more.
He loosened Fang from his shoulders, kneeled down, and lay the blade down by Nath's side.
We have to wake him up this time. We need him.
Brenwar grunted. He could agree that they needed Nath now more than ever. He'd never seen such large forces of evil before. Without Nath, he didn't think Nelsimbor would hold up much longer.
As you were saying, Shum,
Bezog said, breaking the silence,
who gave you this charge? I'm guessing Sansla Libor.
Shum shook his head. Hoven returned the candle to the table and took a seat beside his brother, resting his hands on his belly.
The king,
Shum said.
Sansla then,
Bezog said.
No,
said Shum.
The king.
You mean the elven king, then?
Brenwar said.
Pah! I don't follow the orders of elves. You'll have to do better than that. The king of Morgden, perhaps. Or are you following the orc king now? Pah! Potbelly.
You know the king I am speaking of, Brenwar, personally. But you have not spoken with him in a long time.
Shum's eyes drifted and rested on the dwarven chest. His chair groaned when he leaned forward.
He told me this. Tell Brenwar Bodergild I have not forgotten that he has borrowed something of mine.
Brenwar's fingers froze in their search of his beard, and his fuzzy mouth formed an O.
The Dragon King,
Bezog said, rubbing his hands on the thighs of his robes.
You saw him?
I've spoken with him, or rather, he spoke to me,
Shum said, glancing at Brenwar.
rather clearly.
Recovering, Brenoir folded his arms across his chest and said,
"Preposterous! What else did he say, then?"
"He said we were to find Nath Dragon and aid him in his efforts in any way we could."
He gestured to all the roaming rangers in the room.
"That's why we're here."
"Anyone can say that. Besides, I'm the one charged with aiding him, not you. Ask Nath,"
Brenoir said. He walked over and kicked Nath in the ribs with his boot.
"He'll tell you."
"Is it so hard to believe?"
Shum said.
"We have your word, but have no proof."
"What about the chest?"
"I'm sure Nath blabbed to you about that. As much as he talks, I'm sure he told everybody."
Brenoir kicked him again.
"Wake up, dragon!"
"Stop doing that,"
Ben said.
"You could hit him with your hammer and it wouldn't do any good, you know that."
"Agreed,"
Bezog said.
"Now sit, Brenoir. Let's finish this conversation."
"Oh, well, certainly,"
Brenoir said, hustling over to his chair and resuming his seat.
"Why don't all of you deceitful elves continue to humor me?"
"Deceitful?"
Bezog started.
"Yes, deceitful."
Brenoir hopped back to the ground and punched his fist inside his hand. The elven roaming rangers didn't bother him. It was the fact that the Dragon King had spoken with them that bothered him. It made him doubt himself, feel like a failure. The Dragon King must not be pleased with his efforts. And Brenoir was ever confident. The dwarf had never doubted his efforts until now.
"Brenoir Bodergild,"
Shum said,
"I assume you'll be by our side for the duration. We all have to protect him."
"And what about this war? There won't be anything left to fight for by the time he wakes up again,"
Brenoir said, now pacing.
"And I don't want to spend the next several decades with elves, roaming rangers or not."
"Hoven,"
Shum said, turning to his brother,
"would you mind? I think now is the time."
"Aye, brother."
As Hoven departed, Brenoir took to Nath's side. His friend had dried blood on his face, and his scales were blistered and ruptured. He appeared dead other than the gentle fall and rise of his chest.
Let's clean him up," he said to Ben. "I don't like seeing him like this."
Brenoir had been looking after Nath for over 125 years, and he'd never seen him in such bad shape. It hurt him. He felt like a failure.
"Brenoir,"
Ben said, wiping the blood from Nath's face,
"if I'm not around the next time he wakes up, will you tell him... just tell him that it was good knowing him. I was honored."
The words sank into Brenoir's heart, softening it like a pillow. He squeezed his eyes shut and shook his head.
"I'm going to make sure you're here to tell him yourself."
He patted Nath's chest.
"He's going to wake up. Soon. He has to."
The chamber fell silent, the firelight flickering in the draft, casting shadows on the solemn faces of the men. No one was ready for another 25-year dragon sleep. None had yet recovered from the exhausting efforts of the last one. Hoven returned with a small wooden chest in his hands. He handed it to Shum, whose chin rested on his fist and elbow.
Excellent,"
the wilder elf said.
"Brenoir, come. This is for you."
Without looking up, Brenoir said,
"I'm not interested."
"But you should be,"
Shum replied.
"It's for you, from the king."
Brenoir perked up and said,
"Is that so?"
Shum nodded.
"What is it?"
Brenoir asked, making his way toward the table.
"I don't know. All he said to me was, give this gift to Brenoir with my thanks, and tell him job well done. But it's not over. Do not fret. Aid comes.
but this will help in the meantime."
Brenwar set the box on the table and opened it, with Ben and Bezog watching over his shoulders. His brows popped up. A pair of metal bracers woven in intricate patterns, with lustrous metal, gleamed within the velvety box. Rugged, but beautiful.
"Whoa,"
Ben said.
"I've never seen anything like that before."
Brenwar rubbed his fingers over the smooth configurations of the polished metal. The craftsmanship was beyond excellent. He'd seen them in the Dragon King's chambers and commented on them once, only to never see them again. He'd wondered what happened to them. He turned to Shum and said,
"Everything is true that you said."
"Indeed, Brenwar. Indeed."
One by one, he snapped the bracers on his thick wrists. Power and security coursed through his skin and sank into his bones. The corner of his bearded mouth turned up into a smile. When he punched his fist into his hand, it sounded like thunder in the room.
"I like that,"
he said, forming a battle grin.
"Where's the nearest outpost of Barnabas?"
A larger fire had been lit in the chamber's fireplace, and a deer was roasting. The roaming rangers had been in and out the better part of the day, while Ben, Bezog, and Brenwar made themselves as comfortable as possible. Bezog had isolated himself in the farthest corner of the chamber, meditating on the jacksite stones he'd found on Nath. Brenwar, Shum, and Hoven discussed other locations to take Nath Dragon. Ben sat at the end of the table, sharpening a knife with a stone, staring at Dragon.
"Wake up! Will you wake up?"
Over the past few months, his hopes had gone up. They were winning, defeating the forces of Barnabas. It had seemed everything was going right, but now it had turned wrong so fast. And he knew in his heart that things truly did rest on Nath. With Dragon, victory was sure to come, he believed. He set the stone and knife on the table and dragged his chair closer to Nath. The dragon man's face was bruised and swollen. His lips were cracked and split in three places, and two of his claws were broken. It hadn't seemed possible that anything could hurt Nath before, but it was clear now that Nath suffered as much as the rest of them.
"We can't wait forever on you," Ben said. "The war must be fought, with or without you."
He took Nath's stiff paw and wrapped it around Fang's hilt.
"Whenever you wake up, you're gonna need this. Be ready."
Leaning back in the chair, Ben noticed something. The rise and fall of Nath's chest was gone. His features were stiff and rigid. Ben shook his head. And with sadness, he announced to the others what was going on. Brenwar was the first one there, and he said,
"It's happening again. He's hibernating.